tackling tough topics to help you think reasonably about life's most important issues. This is Thinker Sensitive. Welcome to Thinker Sensitive. My name is Ryan Ragazine, and I'm your host. So far in this introductory season, we have talked about, in episode one, the nature and importance of philosophy. And in episode two, we talked about the nature and importance of theology. Today, in episode three, we're going to be talking about the loss of big questions and big ideas in the modern world. Terrence Malick is my favorite movie director. He's made films like The Thin Red Line, The Tree of Life, and A Hidden Life. His films function as visual poetry. He uses music, narration, and beautiful cinematography to literally create poetry in motion. His purpose is to inspire a sense of awe and wonder in everyday life, a sense of awe and wonder in the world. His films depict a world full of enchantment, permeated with spirit and transcendence. The spirit of Malick's films sharply contrasts with the spirit of our age, which is defined by both extreme pragmatism, which I've talked about in previous episodes. And extreme pragmatism is maybe mostly found in people my age and older. But the spirit of our age is also defined by nihilism, or at least a growing nihilism. And I would say nihilism is found in, you know, mostly people my age and maybe a little bit younger. Nihilism creates a disenchanted world, a loss of awe and wonder, a loss of spirit and transcendence, a loss of meaning and purpose, and a loss of the ultimate, of what really matters, of what matters the most. Now, as a philosopher and a theologian, this is troublesome to me for two main reasons. Number one, this disenchanted spirit robs life of so much inherent goodness, enrichment, and beauty. And number two, in our society today, we've really lost interest in the big, ultimate questions of life. Many of us are caught up in mundane experience and the common everyday strivings of contemporary society. Our focus is on the right here and the right now. Our focus is on meeting immediate daily needs. There's a lost sense of history, a diminished sense of the future, and certainly a lack of any sense of eternity. In a way, we're all just going through the motions. In some sense, we're trapped in a time loop. We wake up, we get ready, we go to work, we eat dinner, we watch TV, we go to bed, and then rinse and repeat. The same thing over and over. Maybe your only hope of novelty in life is to catch lightning in a bottle on Instagram or TikTok for a moment of fleeting fame or passing popularity. Think about movies like The Matrix or The Truman Show. Think about the plot or the plots in those movies. We're creatures of habit. In some sense, we're lost in our mundane cultural conventions, going through life, running after the things that everyone else is running after, without ever thinking about the meaning of it all, without ever stopping to question why I'm doing what I'm doing, without ever contemplating the purpose of life and the meaning of my existence. The contemporary or modern approach to the big questions of life is twofold. It's either apathy, evasion, disinterest in the name of pragmatism, or it's disillusionment, resignation, and rejection in the context of nihilism. So why is this the case? Well, I think first, people don't have time. You think about the busyness of modern life. We're so busy. We're so overly inundated with information, but also just so busy with so many different tasks and responsibilities, right? Another thing is people don't think that the big questions of life really have any value, right? Either because we don't believe in God, or because we don't believe that philosophical and theological issues really matter. Another thing is people don't think it's possible. Some people don't think it's possible to answer the big ultimate questions of life. Agnosticism often leads to apathy and disinterest. Another thing is people just ignore the big questions of life or put them off because they don't want to confront any possible inconvenient truths or don't want to make any changes to the way they're living. I think this is a big reason for a lack of interest in theology today, for example. So let's real quickly here juxtapose modern values with classical values. So when you think about contemporary values, in my opinion, most of these values are subjective, they're temporal, and they're penultimate. So things like getting a good education only for the purpose of getting a good job. We talked about that, I think, in episode one. The pursuit of material possessions. The pursuit of financial stability or even wealth, the pursuit of status or popularity. Another would be the pursuit of instant gratification and pleasure. Oftentimes, nihilism leads to hedonism. And then let's look at the classical values that we've talked about in the last couple episodes, which in my opinion are more objective, eternal, and ultimate. You think about the pursuits of the great historical philosophers and theologians. They were pursuing the infinite, the absolute, the ultimate, that which is objective, that which is eternal, and thus things that persist and endure. Now, let me say that there are many modern values and pursuits that are noble and should even be encouraged, but they're penultimate. Let me give some examples. I talked about this in our first episode. We all need money, right? Emphasis on the word need. We need money to survive. We need money to live our lives, to pursue our interests. We all need to put food on the table. We all need to provide for our children. All of these things are extremely important, and I don't want to minimize them. But I do believe that they are truly penultimate when it all comes down to it. This is an issue of priority and primacy. The problem is when the everyday pursuits of life completely overshadow the sincere search for truth. The problem is when modern or contemporary values totally replace classical values. When little questions like, what's for dinner tonight, which is always an important question to me, are consistently given primacy and priority over the big questions. See, it's not that some of these or many of these contemporary values that I've talked about and contemporary pursuits, it's not that those things are not important. They are important. They're very important. But it's simply an issue of priority and primacy. Giving primacy, in my opinion, to modern values and pursuits is myopic in some sense. It's short-sighted. I think that in a lot of ways, we have a confused value system. It's the confusion of the ultimate with the penultimate. We treat the ultimate as if it's penultimate, and we treat the penultimate as if it were ultimate. One example of this that I see today in contemporary society is in the political arena. We have a tendency to absolutize the political and deify it. All right, let me wrap this episode up with some personal reflection and honest self-evaluation. I've criticized extreme pragmatism, or what I call extreme pragmatism. But I myself have been guilty of extremism on the other end. There have been many times in my life, periods of my life, seasons in my life, where I spent all my time, like literally all my time, thinking, analyzing, reflecting. And I had no time for relationships, no time for people, and as a Christian, no time to love my neighbor the way I believe that my God called me to love my neighbor. I have had seasons of my life where I've neglected common chores, responsibilities, tasks. I think about the beginning of my marriage. In a lot of ways, my life during that period of my time, I was in seminary, working through, you know, the end of my graduate degree, and just all of my time was devoted to my studies. And I completely neglected just common tasks and responsibilities around the house, putting all of that on my wife. In a lot of ways, I'm often stuck in my head. I'm not present for people around me. And it's definitely most negatively affected my wife. If I'm just always stuck in my head thinking about things and I'm not being present for her, then I'm not being a good husband in those moments. I've had to learn to find a balance here, and I'm still learning. My desire is to see people in our society begin to try to strike a balance as well. It's not easy, but if we can try to balance on a societal level of thinking about the little things and the big things, of thinking about what is penultimate and what is ultimate, of balancing those things, then I think our society will be a lot better off. I think people will be a lot better off. And I think we'll see the reciprocal relationship between the penultimate and the ultimate. I think we'll see the symbiotic relationship between the ultimate and the penultimate as they inform one another. All right. Thank you for listening. And I hope you'll join us on the next episode. This episode, and all episodes of Thinkersensitive, are available at thinkersensitive.com, iTunes, Spotify, and more. If you enjoy our content and wish to donate to help us grow our online community of thinkers, please visit thinkersensitive.com.